He later claimed he'd been recording calls for weeks, concerned about the pressure American was applying. Whether that's true or convenient revisionism doesn't change what happened next. Crandall didn't waste time with pleasantries. According to the transcript later released by the Department of Justice, Crandall proposed something direct. "I think this is dumb as hell, for Christ's sake, all right, to sit here and pound the Cowan percent out of each other and neither one of us making a Wagga Chus percent dime," Putnam responded cautiously. "Well," Crandall continued, "I mean, you know, I'll let a pound a percent. What the hell is the point of it?" Then came the line that would define the entire case. "I have a suggestion for you. Raise your goddamn fares 20%. I'll raise mine the next morning." There was a pause. Putnam replied carefully. "Robert, we," Crandall kept going, "you'll make more money, and I will too." Putnam's response was measured, almost scripted. "We can't talk about pricing," Crandall pushed back. "Oh, 8%, Howard. We can talk about any goddamn thing we want to talk about." The call ended shortly after. Putnam hung up, rewound the tape, and called his attorneys. What Crandall had proposed, explicitly coordinating prices between competitors, is called price fixing. It's one of the clearest violations of the Sherman Antitrust Act, a law passed in 1890 specifically to prevent exactly this kind of collusion. It doesn't matter if the agreement is formal or informal. It doesn't matter if it's written down. Under U.S. law, even discussing coordinated pricing with a competitor is illegal. The intent alone is sufficient. And Crandall had stated his intent clearly on a recorded line. Putnam's lawyers immediately contacted the Department of Justice. Within days, the Antitrust Division opened an investigation. By March 1982, the recording had been transcribed, verified, and circulated internally at DOJ headquarters. American Airlines' legal team went into crisis mode. Crandall was hauled into emergency meetings. The company's outside counsel began preparing a defense, but the facts were unambiguous. The call had happened. The words were clear. The recording was authentic. On March 9, 1982, the Justice Department filed a civil antitrust lawsuit against American Airlines. They didn't pursue criminal charges, likely because there was no evidence Crandall's proposal had actually been accepted or implemented. But the civil complaint was damning. It quoted the call transcript verbatim and sought a permanent injunction, barring American from engaging in price coordination. The case didn't go to trial. American Airlines settled quickly, agreeing to a consent decree that prohibited the airline from discussing pricing with competitors. Crandall issued a carefully worded public statement, calling the conversation an offhand remark made in frustration, not a serious proposal. But the damage was done. The Crandall-Putnam call became instant legend in antitrust law. It's now taught in nearly every law school's competition policy course.